Thank you for joining us for The Power of Faith with David Hathaway. It is our hope that you will be inspired and encouraged by today's message. We pray God's blessing upon you as you listen today. Don't forget to visit our website, eurovision.org.uk, for more information on David's ministry. In this episode, David continues teaching from the book of Acts, chapter 1, starting from verse 16. The reading begins with Peter addressing the group, acknowledging the prophetic scripture in Psalms that foretold Judas's betrayal. He emphasizes the need to fill the void left by Judas, ensuring that the number of apostles remains 12, symbolizing completeness. This passage highlights the community's commitment to maintaining the integrity of the apostolic foundation and seeking God's guidance in decision-making. Join us as we explore the significance of this moment and its implications for the early church. Now, open your Bible and join David for today's word.
And you know, it's very, very interesting because Judas was obviously one of the 12 chosen. And sometimes I ask the question, why, when Jesus must have known from the beginning that Judas was a thief? Yes, the scripture says he was a thief because he was taking money from the common purse. And Jesus must also have known, because it was prophesied, that Judas would betray him. And it leads me to the inescapable fact that even in this, there was a purpose, because somebody had to betray Jesus in order that he would be taken and die. Sadly, it was Judas that fulfilled that. And then in verse 18, it tells how he died. It says, Judas bought a field with the reward from the Jews, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and his stomach came out. Everything came out. It must have been a horrible death. And in verse 19, it was known among all those living in Jerusalem, so much so that in the Jewish language, the field is called Akeldama, that is to say, the field of blood. I have been there so many times, because interestingly enough, it's not far from the Dung Gate. And I think there's a significance that in actual fact, the field that Judas bought was where they tipped the rubbish out of the city. And to me, it's very strange that a man, maybe it's all he could afford, but I think much more it's a fulfillment of prophecy, that the field he bought was the field which was used to dispose of the rubbish from the city of Jerusalem. And that's where he died. It's not built on today. You can still see it. And in verse 20, for it's written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate. Yeah, that field still is today. Let no male dwell there. Correct. Nobody lives there. And his bishopric let another take. So another one was to be appointed to replace Judas. Now, from here on, you see what happens. Now, Peter is saying, which of the men that have been with us throughout and were with us in the time when Jesus was there and were familiar with him? And he's saying there must be some who were with us together and with Jesus right from the time of when John baptized Jesus right until the resurrection and the ascension into heaven. And one of those men must be ordained as a witness of his resurrection. Notice the witness of the resurrection. Notice the importance here on being witness to the resurrection. And so they chose two. And they prayed and they said, Lord, you know the hearts of all men. Show which of the two you have chosen. So that he may take part of the ministry and the apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, and that he might go to his own place. And they cast lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was counted with the 11 disciples, making up the number. But I find it's very interesting that as you read through the Acts of the Apostles, my own personal belief is that it was not Matthias who was the chosen one. I believe it was Paul. Because the significance is that of all the apostles, the one who probably says more and does more than any of the others was Paul. And you know how he was converted on the Damascus Road, how Paul, or Saul as he was at the beginning, was persecuting the church. He was there holding the clothes of those who stoned Stephen, the first martyr. And in actual fact, when Saul was converted, he was on the road to Damascus. And you know where that is? It's in Syria now. He was on the road to Damascus because the news had already spread. And he was going there with letters of authority from the Pharisees and the scribes, letters of authority to imprison and, if necessary, kill these new Christian believers. And while he was on the way, he was struck down by the Lord. And as you know, there he found Jesus. We'll deal with that later as we come to it. But I do believe the miraculous conversion of Paul on the Damascus Road was the appointment of the 12th. It's very interesting because, of course, he was not known to the 11, and it becomes quite clear that he didn't actually see the whole ministry of Jesus. There's not much record of him earlier before he was stoning Stephen. And it's quite amazing how I believe it's very symbolic the way that Saul, who became Paul, was chosen was an illustration how down through the centuries following the time of the Acts of the Apostles, God is calling out and choosing men that he will use in the same way that he used Paul. It comes through a powerful conversion. It comes through a powerful infilling with the Holy Spirit. But we can see that Paul, as theoretically an outsider, although he was an Orthodox Jew, and when you look at his history, and I'll deal with that later, but then you see what kind of a man Paul was, whereas the other 11 disciples were theoretically not particularly educated men, although one of them had been a tax gatherer, but, and Luke possibly a doctor, but you can see how God is to use someone outside the original 12. And that is a key for us today, that God in this generation will choose men and anoint them with the Holy Spirit to be like Paul, to reach the world for Christ. And I find this so interesting that we have to come next time into chapter 2. God bless you. Thank you.
This year, David will be ministering in Ukraine, Central Asia, and Poland. In Ukraine, we will be holding a day of prayer, uniting communities in a shared spirit of resilience and hope. Your contribution will enable us to create a powerful day of connection and strength for individuals and families affected by the challenges of war. The need for humanitarian aid persists. Your contributions play a crucial role in sustaining our ongoing efforts to distribute essential resources to those facing adversity. Every donation, no matter the size, enables us to bring hope and healing. To make a donation to support our work, visit eurovision.org.uk/donation. Thank you for your generosity. After more than 70 years of ministry, David Hathaway has proved that God answers prayer. Through his book, The Power of Faith, David wants to show how you too can live in the fullness of the power of God. God's fire has been burning in David's soul, a passion to see the power of God demonstrated on earth. And he wants to pass this fire, this passion, onto you. This book is the amazing testimony of the faith which has sustained him all his life. And a demonstration of what God can do through you when you believe and act in faith. Order David's book, The Power of Faith, by visiting our website. eurovision.org.uk/shop. Thank you for listening to the Power of Faith broadcast with David Hathaway. We would love to hear from you. Contact us by visiting eurovision.org.uk. Also available online are many free teaching resources to help you on your walk with God. David has written many faith-building books to encourage and inspire. Order these online today. Each month, David ministers online and in person. Our ministry is only possible because of the faithful support of so many people. For details on our evangelism and humanitarian relief work, visit eurovision.org.uk. Thank you again for listening.